This article was brought to you by Financialize.com. Reverse mortgage loans are based on your home equity, and payments are deferred in case the property is sold or the homeowner passes away. The loan amount varies based on factors such as property location and value, interest rates, and the customer's age. The amount can be distributed as a credit line, annuity, at settlement, in cash, or as a lump sum. Customers can choose from several types of loans, including proprietary and single-purpose reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgage lenders' loans are offered by banks, finance companies, and other providers. The single-purpose option is offered by non-for-profits and local governments and is the least expensive. The money can be used to pay property taxes, make home improvements and renovations, or for home repairs. The proprietary reverse mortgage comes with high upfront costs, but borrowers benefit from the fact that there are no medical or income requirements to meet. The money can be used for different purposes, depending on the borrower's needs. Customers can choose from different options, including a tenure or fixed option. A combination of a credit line and fixed cash advances is a third option, or you can get a line of credit. Pros and cons, or how does reverse mortgage work? Financial institutions usually charge fees, including servicing fees, closing costs, insurance premiums, and origination fees. Most lenders offer variable interest rates, which makes planning and budgeting more difficult. Loans with fixed interest are also available, but the interest charges are not deductible. Given the fact that homeowners retain the title, the maintenance costs, utilities, insurance premiums, property taxes, and other expenses are their responsibility. While there are some disadvantages, if you are looking for a loan, the best option is to find a low-cost single-purpose mortgage. Ask about the origination fee and closing costs because they vary from one lender to another. A proprietary mortgage is a good choice for homeowners with higher-valued properties. In any case, the costs increase if you borrow more. The main downside of this type of loan is that there are no monthly payments. Interest accumulates, and this increases the cost of borrowing. The upfront fees are also higher compared to refinancing and other options. There are some benefits as well, and one is the low risk of default. Given that you are not required to make loan payments, your financial institution cannot repossess your home for non-payment. Another benefit for borrowers is that there are no restrictions. You can use the money for any purpose: to pay your children's tuition and board, go on vacation, pay your insurance premiums, make home repairs, or anything else. Many providers offer flexible payment options, which is another benefit for homeowners. The best thing about reverse loans is that borrowers retain homeownership, meaning that they are allowed to live in their home. What is more, you can use the money to invest in different instruments and grow your wealth. You can open a money market or savings account, invest in bonds, mutual funds, or exchange-traded funds, etc. There are some instances in which a reverse mortgage is a poor choice. This is the case if you are eligible to receive low-income assistance by the local or federal government. Finally, while this is one option for retirement, it will reduce your spouse or heir's inheritance. The loan amount and costs. Contact your loan provider and ask about the total annual loan cost. Another option is to use a reverse mortgage calculator online. Fill in information such as the required loan amount or line of credit, required home repairs, liens and outstanding balances, monthly payments, the value of your home, date of birth, and ZIP code. The calculator will give you an estimate of the loan amount you are likely to get. With some calculators, you may be asked to enter information such as your assumed annual decrease or increase in value, your relationship status, and gender. Fill in details such as ongoing and establishment fees, interest rate, regular and lump sum payments, and so on. These calculators are available for illustrative purposes, but you will get a good idea of the costs you will incur over time.